Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
I'm Zach.
And in this segment, we're joined with Susan Parson and Paul Preidecker, and here to talk about FAA safety briefing and WINGS credits. What are WINGS credits?
Well, WINGS is the FAA's pilot proficiency program, and it is intended to promote ongoing training, both ground training as well as flight training. And WINGS is a way that you can get credit for a flight review without doing something that, even though it's not a test, to some people it feels like one.
And what's the advantages of the ongoing training?
Well, you know as well as I do that training is an integral part of being a pilot. In the airline world, we emphasize training all the time on some regular recurrent basis. And in general aviation, it should be an integral part of it as well. So the WINGS program was a mechanism to help encourage ongoing training and to get some credit for it for flight reviews, for example. But even if you're not trying to get a flight review, it's an excellent way just to stay current on whatever topics you want. And Susan is the editor of FAA Safety Briefing Magazine, which is sort of the voice of general aviation. And we started discussing about ways we could bring that publication to a wider audience. So that's why we started FAA Safety Briefing Live.
Yeah, we actually need to give a credit for that to one of the FAST team's community partners, John Typen, who has been a well-known face here at EAA AirVenture in a lot of ways. He had the idea of trying to do Safety Briefing Live and pitched it, and we decided, yeah, we'll take a shot at that. So that's what we've been doing.
How long has it been up and running now?
Just over a year, I think, is what we've been doing. Every other month we do a broadcast.
So the magazine is published every 2 months. Mm-hmm. Prior to, you know, the next time it comes out, we organize a time to do a live webinar. And it is also archived, and that's where a lot of the benefit is we do get some hundreds of viewers that are looking at us live. But the archive version has been hit many times. And it's just a way for us to review the contents of the magazine, to point out some of the key news articles, to highlight key training areas, because that's my big focus is, you know, how can we keep training current, fresh, interesting, topical. Recent things that we've covered, we've devoted an entire issue to ADS-B and the importance of that and how that's coming, plus many other things about how to fly with a companion, what should you do as a pilot to help your companion passenger if they've not flown before, and many, many other topics.
And where are all these Safety Briefing Live located?
Well, there's an online link, and I could try to read it to you, but the easiest way to do it is if you Google Safety Briefing Live, it'll go to the site, and you can see the archive and click on whichever one or ones, hopefully, you'd want to see. And you can take it, and then because WINGS requires us to do this, there's a brief quiz that goes along with each one. But if you
there's
a test. You knew there had to be a catch, right? No, but it's not a hard catch because I write the quizzes and I try to make them so that if you have seen the broadcast, either live or the archived version, that you can pretty easily pass the test and get WINGS credit. But what we're really also trying to do is to give you enough of a taste of the magazine that you'll go and read it, because there's an awful lot of content we present that in the magazine that we cannot possibly cover in just an hour of Paul and me talking about it.
And we make it reasonably easy because there's links that we publish during the webinar that will direct people to how to get WINGS credit, how to download a print copy of the magazine so that they can review it. When you asked about where are these located? I thought you were asking where do we do them, and I thought, well, that's an interesting question. Sometimes we're able to be in the same location where we can produce the webinar together. Sometimes it's been a Madison, Washington effort. Sometimes a Madison, Arizona effort. So it's wherever we can make it happen. But it's all coordinated behind the scenes by the gentleman that Susan mentioned, John Typen, who's, I believe, in St. Louis, actually, orchestrating it all.
Yeah, well, he did. Last year, I know this is going to be something familiar to people who have been in Oshkosh for a couple of days. It was pretty stormy here, I understand, over the weekend. One year, I think this was last summer, I was in Arizona and Paul was in Madison. And Arizona has what is called the monsoon season in the summer. It always makes me laugh. Yeah, same way you are. I've lived in countries that have real monsoons, and that's kind of funny. However, it was a rip-roaring storm, and just before the broadcast, I was afraid that I was going to lose power. So I was kind of frantically saying, okay, if I lose power, you guys have the flight controls here. But fortunately, it didn't work out that way, and we were able to continue with it.
We're joined in the studio by Paul Prideker and Susan Parson of FAA Safety Briefing Live. I'm curious, you mentioned the contrast between an air carrier environment and a GA environment, where you have an air carrier world, you have a training department and recurrent training and all those kind of things. What kind of outreach do you do as part of Safety Briefing Live to let GA pilots know that it's out there, that it's available, try and encourage them to take advantage of some of the work you've done here?
Well, we are very active in social media, and we have we contribute a lot to the FAA's Facebook stream, but we have our own Twitter stream. We interact and engage with the public that way. The magazine is available in various electronic formats. We do Safety Briefing Live. There are lots of copies of the current issue, which focuses on safety culture in the safety forum, the FAA safety forum. So really encourage people to go pick up one to take a look at it, because the people who work on the magazine, we're all pilots. One is also a mechanic. We try to address topics that we know are real to people.
And the topics cross many subject matters: training, weather, technology, ATSB, automation, sections on maintenance, section on medical, section on helicopters. So we try to cover it all, but. One of the things that I just heard you say, the difference between airline and general aviation, is Susan and I have an article that went out some time ago. We started to think about whose job is harder. There's no question. The general aviation pilot has a harder job in planning his flight, managing things, than the airline does. The airline life is reasonably easy, even to the point of we don't even have to worry about who's going to pick us up for the hotel. It just magically happens.
I love that I win this argument every time.
Well, we hope that the hotel shuttle shows up.
Well, sometimes it's a near miss.
Yes. Now, what is your background in flying GA versus the airlines for you two?
Oh, I don't. I'm pure GA. I started learning to fly when I was 29, and there was a time when I considered pitching everything and going to the airlines, but life didn't work out that way, and I've actually been very proud that I can say that I have a pure GA background, and I understand what it takes to train, because I did my certificates and ratings weekends, holidays, whenever I had the time and money. I could have been a contender. I always like to remind Paul about that. But, and who knows, maybe at some point I still will, but I do love GA, and that's one of the great things about being at Oshkosh.
And I started in GA. I got a late start, although I was born at a very early age. Yeah. But I got a late start in aviation and was a CFI, CFII, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And because of my presence here in 1999, I got my first airline job and haven't regretted it at all, but been there for 20 years. Still connected to general aviation because it's where so many people started and it's where many of us have our roots. And training in that environment is still such a key element.
So getting a little bit back to the Safety Briefing Live, do I have to attend the actual live one in order to get the wings credit, or can I watch the archived ones to get the credit?
Watch the archived one, follow the link to the quiz, take the quiz, pass it, which you will, and you got wings credit.
And how can I search through the topics to find ones that I might be interested in?
Well, there's an archive list down the side of the page, so you can just you can look and see which it is. But if you Google Safety Briefing Live, you get to our page, and you can also look to see what the topics of the various issues are. So you can see which ones you might be particularly interested in. Lots of ways to get the content. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, too.
We had an interesting issue some time ago. In my airline world, I was conducting a instructor meeting with some of our instructors, and I asked one of the instructors what was going on in training, and his response was, well, it's the usual suspects. Well, The Usual Suspects, of course, is a line from a famous movie called Casablanca, which has everything a pilot could want. It's got a love story. It's got an airplane. And Susan took it and ran with it and created an entire Casablanca-themed issue for FAA Safety Magazine, and we turned it into an FAA Safety Briefing live presentation as well. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. That was actually the last July, August. We call it the Oshkosh issue, and that was our Casablanca issue. So go look for it. It's great.
The problems of GA pilots don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world, do they?
And this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I think it could. One final question here before we let you go. Can you give us a sneak peek of any upcoming safety briefings, topics that you're considering putting out there for the GA community?
I can. Our September-October issue, which is now in production, is on emergencies, handling emergencies, but also preventing them in the first place. And that's also going to be the first issue with a brand new design. You can get a sneak preview of that over in the Safety Forum this week.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We have been joined by Susan Parson and Paul Prydecker with the FAA Safety Briefing Live. And you're listening to EAA Radio.